sounds like a run-down neighborhood. It's a business or something that has been burned. I can't recall.
If you had to call it something, what would you call it? I believe I'll... Actually, I can't find a place to park my car. I guess I'll have to go over there and...
The word escapes me right now.
The vacant lot?
Vacant lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Say if you were in a public office building, maybe the courthouse, something like that, and you were thirsty, where would you go to get a drink of water?
In the hallway, you look for the water fountain.
Okay. What about if you were in a park outdoors?
In a park outdoors, I'd look for a water fountain.
Okay. All right, these have to do with different vehicles. Just in general, can you name me some different types of cars and trucks? I'm not looking for specific brand names like Ford or Chevrolet, but maybe just general names for cars or trucks depending like on their construction, whether they have two or four doors and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, I guess with the sedan, is that what you look for? Something like
right.
that, or a coupe, or... a compact car, I guess you,
What's the difference between a sedan and a coupe?
I am not very car conscious.
I've heard the word coupe, but I don't use the word much.
A coupe would be somewhat a smaller type car than a regular built car, and it has something to do with the shape of the top, I think, is the reason that we call it a coupe. Really don't know the big difference.
Are you familiar with hard top?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, when they say hard top, I think they're referring to the metal top instead of a vinyl covered top or something like that.
I see. Okay, now what about trucks? Any general terms for trucks?
Well, this is what they call a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. I think there's a 2-ton truck, then they call a max truck, you know, these big trucks. Flatbed, these kinds of things.
Does that have an open bed, a flatbed truck?
Flatbed, yes. Using those sides.
Do you have a name for the type of truck that has a closed bed sort of arrangement? In where I'm from, there grocers use them for deliveries, you know.
Van.
Are you familiar with panel truck?
Oh, yes.
Now, what is that?
Well, that's a panel truck. Usually, there's a truck that's enclosed, or something like what you said, but I believe that the panel truck has a high... body. Mm-hmm. Isn't it usually higher than the average size body?
But a panel truck is not the same as a van?
Well, no. A van is usually, in my opinion, and I said I don't know that much about cars, but a van, usually you have the same height all the way down to the cab. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, when we're talking about a panel truck, the body of the truck that's enclosed may be much higher than the cab.
What about a car that's especially convenient for large families that has a tailgate, you know, that lets down?
Well, I would call that a station wagon.
Okay. Do you see the type of car around anymore whose top lets down completely?
Not too much, but I read in the paper the other day about a guy making quite a fortune off of building convertibles.
$14,000+ for a convertible?
Yeah.
Shoot.
They're too dangerous anyway, you know, not for the super speeds that these people got.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this type of body design? I think it's mostly a customized thing. People can have a hard top cut into in the kind of a special design.
They call it a sunroof. is what they call them.
Have you ever heard of T-top?
I don't believe I have.
Ever heard that? Okay. What about any kind of general or perhaps slang term for a big pretentious sort of automobile with a lot of chrome, you know, when it's obvious that somebody paid a lot of money for that car?
Well, a luxury car, I guess, is what it was down to that.